man's got a problem. Yeah, with the bottle, that's the way it is. He says body's too old.
Pastor Jerry Bader in for Mark Becker, Rational Revolution. I think, Mark, boy, it is just still really weird to be in a radio studio. I don't think I forgot how to do this, so that's kind of cool. And talking with Brian Briscoe, who has become a friend, and he is the founder of Parents Living After Child Estrangement. I latched onto that in 2024 from a New York Times article after several years after our daughter, at 28 at the time, now nearly 32, estranged from us. And when in the last segment, Brian and I were talking about some of the blowback that these groups get and then some of the practical things. And I want to just walk through. You created a list of 12 principles, Brian, and anyone who has been in a support group, recovery support group, are familiar. Most have some type of 12 principles, but I think you did an outstanding job with these, and I want to walk through just some of them. We are grounded in a set of guiding principles that shape our time together. There is life during estrangement, and we intend to live that life. Which that statement assumes that some people aren't. I mean, that some people really got stuck, right? In that moment. Talk about that.
Oh, yes. You know, there's a phrase from dialectical behavior therapy, which was created by Marsha Linehan. It's a term called radical acceptance. And it's basically saying in our grief, in our ambiguous grief, it is in our best interest to accept, like it or not, this is our reality. And that's a pivotal point, because people can get stuck in the, this is wrong, this shouldn't have happened. And they're kind of constantly in that mental, you know, movie in their minds about what happened and what didn't happen. And that leaves them, you know, stewing in, you know, resentments and how unfair it is. And if we can at least work on radical acceptance and say, like it or not, this has occurred, it's where I am, and the sun keeps rising, I keep getting out of bed, what do I do with this post-estrangement life? It serves us better.
So one of the things that we got up here in Green Bay with Peace, Parents Empowered After Child Estrangement, some folks were surprised or almost kind of asked the why. Why aren't you about reconciliation? How do you answer that question if you ever got that?
To be quite transparent, when I came into this in March of 2023, I hired some folks to help me. And right out of the gate, really some sharp minds around me said, you're a counselor. Now you're the expert in this. Let's go. And I thought, I'm very much not the expert in this. And in fact, at that point, I was becoming familiar, especially with Joshua Coleman. And I thought, this is the authority. He's got that covered. If you want good guidance, go to Dr. Joshua Coleman. His Rules of Estrangement book is fantastic. It was clear to me in that moment, there isn't enough regarding people's need to cope. That was an unmet need. And I'm simply here to roll up my sleeves and get down to the business of getting through this day. I don't have the magic that allows you, I don't know the magic that allows you to reconcile with your child. I read his book. I occasionally speak to him about it, but I feel my place in this is coping.
And so near the end of our session, and the first, I'll tell you, Brian, our first session basically was, you know, there were 15 of us representing 17 with Ramon and me, representing 11 families. And what I basically did is let them talk. And a lot of them, Brian, had never said this out loud to anyone. So it's going to be different going forward. And I told them that, but I didn't really have much of a stopwatch. I hour and a half going around and letting them do that. Near the end, then when we wrapped up, we said, you know, the goal is to live that life and have peace. And this woman tearing up said, is that really possible? Are you telling me this can really happen? And I'm going to be candid. I would give myself an F minus. I just wasn't prepared. And I said, yes, it can, because I didn't know what else to say. If you were, I need a teacher here. What, Brian, would you have done in that situation?
I like to do what we call rolling with resistance. You know, there are holes in every game, every philosophy, every martial arts technique. There's a weakness somewhere. And when somebody says a thing that you're not prepared for, go with it. Oh, I hear what you're saying. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. And in fact, you as a mother, well, now that we're talking about it, surely much of your identity to this point has been built upon being a mother. And with that gone, who are you? What are you? How can you proceed? And with any luck, you have an example to pull from. You, in the moment, have somebody else jumping in to offer words of encouragement, something that is practical, something to try. We don't have any magic. We don't have any advice across the board, but we'll keep throwing what we can at this, and we find here and there that things do work and things help.
Jerry Bader in for Mark Becker, talking with Brian Briscoe, founder of Parents Living After Child Estrangement. And Brian helped us found at Samaritan's Heart Mission Church in Green Bay, Peace, Parents Empowered After Child Estrangement. Another one of your guiding principles, we seek accountability, not blame. Make the distinction between the two.
Well, blame comes with an emotional component. Blame comes with, you know, I'm angry, this is your fault. It can come with hate, vitriol. You know, I had a client not long ago beautifully say that hate is like a room that's on fire and you've chosen to open the door. And when you introduce that into the process of trying to figure that out, it colors everything. If we can remove ourselves at all, if we can put any emotional distance between us and the business of connecting the dots, we do a far better job. And that process is accountability. Okay, this accounts for that. This caused that. This is how these are connected. And it helps us understand if we could try, and I know that's a lofty goal, if we could try to do this and keep our, you know, negative emotional responses out of it.
Just under 2 minutes in this segment, one of the next ones, we offer support, not advice. Again, same thing, distinction. What does support look like? What does advice look like?
Oh, support is validating, hearing, processing together. Support is beautiful. Advice is a slippery slope because what works for me might be a poor fit for you. If I have blanket advice, let's go back to, say, estates and wills and such. My advice is you do this. Well, there's so much variation from situation to situation, state to state, and certainly so many variations among our clientele, whether it be race, socioeconomic status, number of children, adopted children, is there substance abuse in the mix? Is there mental health pathology, either for the parents or the children? Blanket advice does us all a disservice.
Talking with Brian Briscoe, founder of Parents Living After Child Estrangement, on Rational Revolution, and Pastor Jerry Bader in for Mark Becker. In our next segment, we do not indulge in denial. And one of the things I noticed at our first session was buckets and buckets of shame. And we'll get to that straight ahead.
We'll have more coming up in just a bit on The Silent Epidemic with Pastor Jerry Bader and Brian Briscoe. But stand by for a special interview with Mark Becker and Senator Tammy Baldwin next on The Rational Revolution.